Hello, and welcome to EXAM, KBIA's look into education issues in mid-Missouri. I'm Hope Kerwin. Since his arrival at the University of Missouri last February, Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton has inspired several changes. Later on in the show, we'll hear how the MU community came together to create a new tradition, an official university mace, just in time for the Chancellor's inauguration this month. But first, Chancellor Lofton recently announced a voluntary separation program that could serve as an incentive for retirement for tenured faculty members. KBIA's Ashley Reese talked with several MU professors about why this program might encourage some of the university's best professors to leave.
The new voluntary separation program will allow tenured faculty members who are retirement eligible and at least 62 by August 31, 2015, to receive a one-time payment of 1.5 times their base salary if they choose to retire. When I sat down with two MU professors to discuss the new program, the professor said the program is too focused on one thing, money.
Money is essential. You can't operate any operation without money. But it's critical that you also recognize the quality and, as equally important, the diversity.
Professor Paul Wallace is 83 years old. He's already retired from the University of Missouri twice, but he just keeps coming back for more.
I like what I'm doing. You know, it's a major purpose for my life. I wouldn't give up tennis, and I wouldn't give up teaching or research.
Although Wallace has taken retirement incentives himself in the past, he says the focus of such programs needs to change.
I feel the emphasis should be on quality and individualized. What they do now, in my opinion, is a formula. Anybody who applies usually gets it and is separated. And a lot of these professors who take separation are really key elements in that department or in that program.
MU professor Naresh Khatri agrees that this focus on monetary incentives needs to change.
Money can be one of the incentives, but money alone is not a big deal for faculty.
He says he believes the administration is currently using the kind of management approach typically used for blue-collar jobs.
Faculty are very knowledgeable workers. They are not factory workers. They like their independence. They like flexibility. They like intellectual curiosity. That's why they are in a university setting.
Khatri says because of this, he believes the voluntary separation program isn't going to have the result that the university is wanting.
If I put it bluntly, a university is trying to get rid of so-called dead woods. And my guess is that a dead wood will stay intact, but the good people, they will retire because they don't want to be part of the system. They are so frustrated.
However, the goal of the program, according to Christian Basie of the MU News Bureau, is to help manage MU's financial situation.
We know that as faculty members do take advantage of the program, it will provide colleges and schools flexibility to give remaining faculty members raises as well as potentially hire new faculty members.
While Wallace and Khatri don't agree with the program's monetary focus, they understand that MU has good intentions. The question is whether this program will have the intended results. Basie says he can't speculate on how many professors will accept the deal, but 261 of the university's 923 tenured faculty members are eligible. Ashley Reese, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri isn't lacking for traditions or symbols. MU has a seal, a motto, and the official Tiger logo. But for 175 years, the university has lacked a traditional symbol of authority for the chancellor, an official university mace. KBIA's Timothy Maylander found out how MU combined many of these important images into a new tradition.
The story of the University of Missouri's new mace dovetails with the inauguration of Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton. John Murray is the Senior Director of Auxiliary and Service Operations at MU. He says a simple question from Lofton is how the ball got rolling on the mace project.
Well, when Dr. Lofton got to campus and we began the planning of his inauguration, he asked where our mace was. He wanted to see the mace. And he was told, well, we don't know what that is. And he came to a meeting and talked about what a mace represented and why he thought it was important for our institution. And we said, all right, we'll get you one, sir.
University maces can be traced back to medieval times, where the spiked war club was used as a weapon in battle. But misbehaving students need not fear. Today's maces are less deadly and more ceremonial. They can be adorned with gems and crafted with fine metals, making them highly ornamental. A university's mace is only brought out for special occasions, such as inaugurations and commencement ceremonies. Carl Femler is a mechanical engineering student at MU. He describes how the mace went from concept to reality.
Well, they gave me an idea of what maces generally look like, and they also told me they wanted to include the dome from Jesse Hall. And after that, I kind of took it and run with it, and after several renovations of the actual design, we came to the final product, which looked pretty nice.
Gold or silver, it has none, but MU's mace is one of a kind. It was created from original floorboards from Switzler Hall, the university's oldest standing on-campus building. Its four faces feature brass medallions laser-etched with emblems pertaining to the university. The face of Thomas Jefferson, the original seal of the university, the columns, and Memorial Union. While those are all throwbacks to tradition, the top of the mace represents MU's emphasis on the future using cutting-edge technology, a model of the Jesse Hall Dome created by the university's 3D printer. Murray says having the mace not only represent the university, but be made by it was the only option the design team ever considered.
That was important to us because we could have ordered one online or out of a catalog, and that didn't seem right. It was, except for one element, it was entirely Mizzou made. That element, though, brought in Columbia.
The mace was unveiled for the first time September 18th at a luncheon which preceded Chancellor Lofton's inauguration, along with a video showing how it was made. Murray said Lofton was overwhelmed with how the mace turned out.
I didn't have the right angle, but my wife said he actually rubbed a tear from his eye as he was watching that. So I think he was pleased.
Lofton was pleased enough to mention the mace and the team that made it in his hour and a half long inauguration address.
If you were at lunch today, you saw that video about the making of this mace here. Did you see the pride in those workmen? The craftsmen who built this thing literally put their souls into this. That tells you what kind of character this place has.
Indeed, everyone who helped create the first mace in MU's 175-year history has forever left his or her mark on the university, even if they never get to carry or swing the finished work. Timothy Maylander, KBIA News.
For KBIA's Exam, I'm Hope Kerwin. Thanks for listening.